Hi guys. I mentioned before that I wanted to do a series of audios in which I teach you how to speak Tagalog. I know that the most logical thing would be to start with basics like, hi, hello, good morning, nice to meet you, my name is blah blah blah, but I don't feel like doing that yet. Also, I kind of already did that when I answered the languages questionnaire backstage, which I probably should post here. Yeah. So, I wanted to dive in and teach you some words and phrases that would make older Filipino family members blush and make the sign of the cross while saying, Smaryosip kang bata ka. Or make your mom force you to kneel on raw mungo beans. I had to specify raw because. Okay. Okay, story time. Shit. Okay, why did I bring this up? Anyway, I was having a conversation with one of my friends about corporal punishment. Yeah, that's how it's called, right? During our time, and how parents nowadays don't really do that anymore. Okay, please bear in mind that my observation is limited to my friends who have kids. I'm not sure if this is the case for the entire country. I don't really know. So, I was telling her that I've been slapped and spanked, and I have experienced the belt and the broomstick, and I've had stuff thrown at me. And she told me that my generation had it easy because punishments were so much worse during her time. She's much older than me, by the way. Anyway, she told me that her mom once made her kneel on munggo, and I was weirded out. I will link you a picture of Mungo in case you're not familiar with it. I know that it must have hurt, but I was just thinking what a waste of food that was. You know what I mean? That Mungo could have been their ulam for Friday night, right? I mean, do you still cook it afterwards? And then my friend scolded me for being an idiot because all I said to her was, how does that work? And she's like, gaga ka, syempre, it's the raw munggo, not the cooked one. Can you imagine your very angry mom wanting to punish you so bad for being a terrible child that she just grabs the pot filled with stir-fried munggo and then ladles it onto the floor and then asks you to kneel on it? Can you imagine how hot and squishy? Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Or how ridiculous that would look like. Anyway, enough of my stupid shit. Oh god, whatever. Sorry. That was a terrible intro. Okay, on to the lesson. This first part is going to be just about swearing. And I do intend to make another audio where I teach you to do actual dirty talk. Not that I'm an expert in that, but yeah, I will try. So, what I'm gonna do is, I'm going to list down the words and phrases on the description part so you can read along. I'm going to pronounce the words several times, slowly, than how I would normally do, so you can say them with me. I will also tell you what the words and phrases mean and give you a little bit of background on when they are used. Are you ready? Okay, let's start with cursing or mura. The first word is gago. 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 It means stupid or dumb, and you say it to a guy. For a girl, you would say gaga. 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 Sorry. You can add ka, the word that means you, after a curse word. So, you can say gago ka or gaga ka. That's me telling you that you're stupid, or yeah, you're a guy and you're stupid, or you're a girl and you're stupid. Gago ka, gaga ka. Next, ulol. Ulol. It means rabid stray dog or someone who is acting crazy. Ulol ka. Next, punyeta. 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 I don't really know what this means. It's of Spanish origin and it's always used to express agitation. Like when you're very angry and overwhelmed and you don't know what to say, you just say puñeta. For example, what's a good example? I'm not good with examples. Puñeta, the neighbor stole my bra, or something like that. Whatever. Oh my god, so sorry guys. I'm a terrible teacher. Moving on. Buisit. 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 It's someone who is being annoying. For example, buisit talaga yung prof na yan. He asked us to write three essays within 3 hours. Buisit. Next. Okay. What's next? Leche. 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 It means milk in Spanish, and I've always wondered why milk is being used as a bad word. And according to Google, it's derived from the Spanish term mal leche or bad milk. I'm learning. You see? Okay. It's used to refer to someone who is being annoying. Yeah. We don't really like annoying people, as you probably observed. Let's have an example there. Lecheka, you should brush your teeth every morning. That doesn't even make sense. I'm super horrible at examples. I'm so sorry. But yeah, you know what I mean. Okay. Next. Kupal. 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 Kupal is someone who is being a jerk. It literally means smegma. Kupal. Why are you so kupal? Did you not have breakfast? Yeah, I'm hungry right now. Anyways. What's the next word? Tarantado. 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 Taranta means to panic, and tarantado means someone who is acting crazy. For example, tarantado ka. I told you to stop listening to porn at work. That's a note to self, by the way. Oh my god. Oh, we're down to the last two examples, two words. Yeah. These are not all of the Filipino curse words. I only use and know these things, so there are probably so much more. Okay, what's the next word? It's puta. 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 It means whore or slut. Putaka. Putaka. You're a whore. All right, we're down to the last one. This one can be quite tricky because this is kind of a long-ish phrase, but yeah, here it goes. Putang ina mo. Pu tang ina mo. Or it can be shortened to tang ina mo. It means your mom is a whore. Sorry, there can be many variations to this. You can say just tang ina or ang puta, or you can use it in conjunction in conjunction. What am I saying? With other curse words like tangina mong gago ka. This is probably the mura that I always say, like tangina, you look so hot, or tangina, I love you. Something like that. Oh my God. Okay. That was the last one. Ah. Congratulations. You can now say curse words in Tagalog. So, if you ever find yourself in the presence of some Filipinos, you can impress them with how eloquently you can say mura in Filipino. And if they ask you, where did you learn to talk like that? You can say, tang ina yung sikihanay. Anyways, yeah, I hope you had fun. Until the next lesson, guys.